countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Follow our new Weanling Watch series for expert analysis and commentary from thousands of cattle sales weekly.
Now, autumn is the traditional season for food festivals in Ireland, with farms and small food producers opening their gates to visitors taking part in dining events. This week, Suzanne Campbell visited Ballyhubbock Farm in West Wicklow. They're part of the Wicklow Naturally Food Producers Group. They make halloumi cheese, which is fairly new to Ireland. Suzanne, good morning.
Good morning.
You got a nice gig this week.
I know. Halloumi is gorgeous. I mean, if anyone's travelled, I suppose in the Mediterranean, they would have encountered it. It's more common in restaurants now, especially with the move towards vegetarian foods. A lot of people would have eaten it. It's a white cheese, if people don't know, and it comes in a hard block. It's almost rubbery in texture, and it's traditionally made with raw sheep and goat's milk. Now, this year, and I have to qualify talking about halloumi, halloumi got a PDO, which is a European Union registration on a protected designation of origin. So now if we produce halloumi cheese in Ireland or in France or anywhere, it has to be called halloumi style cheese, because okay, the place of origin is Cyprus, and it's a Cypriot food, a traditional food. So we're going to call it halloumi style cheese. So up till April, we could call it halloumi, but now it's halloumi style cheese. So it's creamy white in colour. It's usually eaten cooked. You slice it and you put it on the grill or on the pan. It's really, really yummy. And in Ireland, I suppose, making halloumi from sheep's milk is fairly rare. I mean, we very few farms actually milking sheep full stop. We've much more people milking goat, but it's still quite a minority sport, if you like. And then I went down to the Glen of Amal this week, lovely South West Wicklow, to Ballyhubbock Farm, to meet a young couple making halloumi cheese. And they changed over from a mixed traditional farm to milking sheep. They first made from the milk a sheep's milk ice cream, and then in 2019 began making this halloumi, which has been a huge success. It's already won several awards. And the farm is farmed by George and Hannah Finlay. It was George's parents' farm. They farmed it until recently. And then Hannah Sheeran came along. Her father is a vet. She's George's partner. She worked in the food industry, so she brought a lot of skills to it as well. And I first asked Hannah and George how they came to make the decision to produce sheep's milk.
Back in the 1970s and 80s, my parents, they had dairy cows. But then in 1986, they stopped milking cows. We actually still have the calendar hanging up in the milking parlour here, so we do, of the day they stopped. They got into sheep and they got a few suckler cows, and they farmed then for a good few years until I met Hannah, which was 7 years ago, and we wanted to take things in a different direction.
What was the reason for that?
I suppose money was the big reason. We wanted it to support a family and not just be able to barely support one person. With the way prices were for beef and lamb, simply wasn't sustainable for to raise a family with that amount of stock and that amount of land. We only have 100 acres here, so we wanted to try and maximise the ground that we have, and we think 100 acres should be able to produce enough income for a family.
So what were the first steps then, and why did you think of milking sheep?
My parents, I suppose, they started a bakery, converted an old building into a bakery 20 years ago, and that always supplemented the kind of the farm, and they worked well together. So I would have grown up with my parents baking and selling to local shops, and it was always in me to produce something from the farm for to be able to sell directly to customers and shops. And in regards to sheep milk, it was kind of, we spotted a gap in the market at the time, and we wanted to really go at it, and Hannah really had the expertise on that front to really get us off the ground.
Tell us about that, and why did you put all your energies into sheep milk?
Yeah, we did. George is really passionate about sheep, so when he was in college, he won Sheep Student of the Year when he was in Cadalton, and as part of that, he would have visited a sheep dairy farm, and he always loved the idea of it. I just kind of gave him the last nudge to tell him to do it. We always wanted to make cheese. That was something that we really wanted to do. I suppose ice cream was quite a quicker way into market, so it was something that we could produce quite quickly. And then cheese is something that you kind of have to work on to get it right. So once we had a selling point with one product, then we started developing a cheese. So then we came up with our halloumi. And to be honest, the halloumi is the big seller now. We also produce an Annery ricotta, but halloumi would be kind of our biggest product.
So the first real challenge for the couple was actually getting hold of milking sheep in Ireland. There's very few of them around. But eventually, through buying lambs, they built up a mixed flock of East Friesland sheep from Holland and Lacoon sheep from France. They have a mix of the two breeds. Another big challenge is that making cheese,
The period you're making is happening during the peak milking season in early summer. And even last year, they were doing it 7 days a week, making cheese after the milking in the morning. I asked Hannah how the process works.
So we separate the curds from the whey, add in rennet. We then take out the curds, mould them, cut them to size. And then I suppose the difference with halloumi is you bring the whey up to boiling and you cook the cheese. So
okay.
That's what gives it its squeaky texture.
Anyway.
Yeah. We then take it out and I suppose we do what they would traditionally do in the Mediterranean. We hand fold it. So we would salt it, hand fold it, and then as George said, it'd be brined. So yeah.
So it's quite labour intensive.
Very, very labour intensive. Yeah.
Okay.
Like a bit of hard work.
That's
yeah.
What keeps it traditional.
Yeah.
Right. So you're lambing at the same time, milking the highest volume and making the highest volume of cheese all at the same time.
Yeah.
That must be quite hectic.
Yeah, it's very intense. Yeah.
And how many are you milking in the top of the season daily?
Last year we milked 100. So next year we hope to increase that to 150.
And how long does milking 100 take in the parlour?
Well, at the beginning of 2021, we were only milking with a bucket plant. And it was taking me 3.5 hours in the morning and 3.5 hours in the evening.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of time.
So we've just recently we invested in a brand new state-of-the-art Delaval milking machine. So we've reduced that down now to 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening. So
okay.
That's the difference.
And they're dried off now?
And they're dried off now.
And so are they all in lamb? Are you just in that period or past it?
Yeah, well, the ram went out 3 weeks ago. To date, I think there's 80% of them have tupped already. So we're on course for an even busier lambing season next year.
Tupped, of course, means doing the business. So most of his yos are in lamb, thank God.
Good.
Chef Tadhg Byrne, he's involved in the Wicklow Naturally Food Producer Group, which has hotels, restaurants, farms, all trying to use each other's products and trying to bring more attention to Wicklow food. He came along to the farm and he cooked some halloumi with us and he talked to me a little bit more about the Wicklow Oktoberfest initiative.
Ideally, you'd kind of want to cook it like we're doing today, just to get that lovely golden colour on it, like that as well.
Okay.
And make it nice and gooey. I'd just serve that as it is, or with a bit of black pepper and a bit of lemon.
Mm-hmm. And obviously, because it has that nice texture, if people are eating less meat, this is kind of the ideal cheese to replace that, isn't it?
Totally, yeah. You could do it on a barbecue. You can have it on a skewer. It's great because it's got that meaty texture in the same way a mushroom or an aubergine has.
Yeah.
And it goes great with mushrooms, actually, which are kind of in season now. We're kind of at the pinnacle of our year at the moment because it's October. It's the harvest season. Food is in abundance. And there's a month-long food festival in Wicklow called Oktoberfest. So we're just trying to get all of the members who are anything from farmers to cheesemakers, to restaurants, hotels, trying to get everyone to get involved and put on an event or to use each other's products.
There's a tour that comes here, Hannah, is that right?
Yeah, at the end of the month. So on October 30th, we have a farm tour here. And then on October 17th, we're also involved in the Wicklow Escape. They're having a demonstration of local food.
So what should I be looking for, Hannah or George, in the taste?
A lot of people call halloumi squeaky cheese. So when you bite into it, you'll get kind of a squeakiness.
Oh, so good.
How does really the fat is. Content compare to other cheeses?
Mm. Yeah, well, sheep's milk would have a higher fat content than cow's milk.
So would it be more nutrient rich?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It also has double the protein, double the vitamins and minerals. It's very good for people who have digestive intolerances to cow's milk. Mm-hmm. So yeah, there's a lot of benefits to sheep's milk.
This was made in the summer, so then you're kind of looking at real dense clover. It's the grass is coming out in this. The local natural herbs, the pastures of the farm. There's dandelions and all that coming through now on that.
Do you taste that in it? That
yeah, absolutely, yeah. You can see as well, it's got that yellowy colour, the same as our famous butter here in Ireland. Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, I'm glad that's the last item because I am getting hungry now. Listen to that. That's Tadhg Byrne there. Stig on the halloumi there, Tadhg. Anyway, Suzanne, if people want more details on
www.wicklownaturally.ie. There's actually a tour, which I mentioned there in the piece, coming to Ballyhobbock Farm at the end of the month, which I think actually also takes in Rusper House. So they have tours that do kind of producers, a dining element and a kind of a travel around the county element. So there's loads of different options. There's an outdoor feast in Wicklow Town. Loads of stuff going on.
Brilliant stuff. Suzanne, as always, thank you very much for joining us.